Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chris Turtle, Thomas Turtle, is in for Mike today. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, it is good to see you, my friend. It's been a while since we have actually had to hook up and do a show. I hear the night thing is going really well for you.
Well, you know. Oh, not to toot my own horn. The ratings, they are what they are. 92.9. Carl Dukes will say is in a healthy place.
Yes, yes.
As a radio station. But you know what, Carl? It's really you and Mike that normally would get the honor, the privilege, one might say, of working with Abe Gordon. But because Abe was on the midday show today,
this is true.
You get me? And you know what, Carl?
What?
You know what they say? It's like riding a bike. You just sit back in, you get in the chair. And it's just like, it's like I back like I never left.
It's true.
The kids like to say.
No. It's good to see you. I see you every night, but you're coming in. We're leaving. And for those who don't know, Turtle was our longtime executive producer. And obviously, he's come up in the world. But make sure you check him out every night from 6 to 10 and sometimes 6 to 11, depending on what's going on. Hey, man, we got a lot to get into today. As we said, Turtle's in for Mike. O is off, which means our man Day-Day, executive producing, doing all the things behind the scenes. And look, we are going to get into the NBA Finals. But I got to tell you something. Braves win again. And I said this to you. I said it to Day-Day today. And look, I don't want to sound like that guy. But this is kind of boring. We're beating teams every week. We're winning series. We're doing what we need to do. And don't misunderstand me here. The Braves winning, and again, they're going for the sweep tonight with Chris Sale on the hill. But you know, Turtle, the thing for me is, you look at this team, they're 42-20. We are just rolling. 100 games is in the view, okay? We're going to get there if things continue to go the way they are. Now, I'm not getting out ahead of my skis. All I'm telling you is, every single night, it's somebody different. And again, last night, Dubon hits the go-ahead three-run home run in the third. You're like, Dubon? Remember when people said Dubon couldn't hit? Did we get lied to?
Well, Carl, there's also something to be said for hitting where he's hitting in a lineup stacked with Matt Olson, you know, when Drake Baldwin's healthy. Ozzie's having a great year. Money Harris is having a great year. Takes a little bit of the pressure off the guys like Dubon, Mateo, Dom Smith. But, Carl, those are the guys who perform the most.
They are. And are you saying it takes pressure off? They don't go up to the plate with any pressure is what you're saying? So they go up loose.
Yeah, because when you know that you're not in the lineup to be the guy, more likely than not, A, you're going to get a pitch to hit that Matt Olson's not. B, you know that you're not like Walt Weiss isn't sitting there with his arms crossed giving you, you know, what the bleep are you doing face if you strike out. You know, if you're the seventh, eighth, and ninth hitter in the lineup, Carl, you're not, you don't have the same level of expectations as Acuna, as Olson, Riley, as the guys.
Why
that
you
are,
say it like that? Well, because he's not hitting?
Because he's hitting 200.
Okay,
Carl.
Go ahead.
Because he's hitting 200.
Yeah,
Carl.
Yeah. But that's my thing. Riley's not hitting. Kim's still not hitting, even though Kim had a hit. Drake's out. We're just still rolling people up and winning these series, game after game, series after series. And whether you sweep or not, folks, understand this. It's great to sweep. Feels good. But if you win half your series at home, right, and half on the road, you're going to get to 100 wins. That's the key to this. And so for us right now, we've already won this series. We'll go for the sweep tonight. What I'm telling you is the makeup of this team. And I think the most important element, which I'm going to get to in a second, it's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The most important element I'll talk about. But the makeup of this team is allowing you to achieve this without having a full roster. You haven't even seen what this full lineup is supposed to look like. Whether it's been injuries, Turtle, whether it's been, you know, guys not where they're hitting or whatever's going on. I mean, Kim was injured. He comes back. He's still trying to get into the mix.
Well, can I ask a question, though?
Yeah, yeah.
Will we?
Will we see the full lineup?
See the full lineup?
We should.
It's...
We
it's,
look.
It's into June now, Carl.
I know, but look, can we get past the All-Star break? And then hopefully, fingers crossed, everybody's healthy, everything's going fine. At that point, that's when I need to see this team really start to click. And look, we're playing really good, but I don't even think we've played our best baseball, nor do I hope that we haven't, because I want to see that in September and October. But yeah, I'm to answer your question, I hope after we get past the All-Star break into July. That's when I'm hoping everybody is right and we can see what this thing's going to look like. 404-726-0929. The most important part of this, and you may disagree, has been the hiring of Walt Weiss. Call me crazy. There were folks who said, let's go outside the organization. Let's change things up.
Me.
You're not the only one.
Me.
There were a lot of Braves fans who said, hey, Snit was an organizational guy. Bobby Cox, we can talk about all of the things before Walt Weiss.
You know what it felt, Carl, at the time? Redundant and uninspired. And you know what it's been? The complete opposite.
Complete opposite. It has been the biggest decision. And the reason is the reason is because of the way Walt Weiss is handling this team. I want you to hear Alex Anthopoulos on what he said about what he learned about Walt Weiss and his managerial style. Now, remember, he's a manager in Colorado. Do you look at that and go, well, I don't think he's good enough? They didn't do that. They judged him for what he is and what he has been here and his vision on what he thought this team could be. I think it's the best decision why this team is rolling and why we're 42-20, the way that he's handled all of these situations. We've not complained once about Walt Weiss. Think about it. We haven't. Here's Alex Anthopoulos.
Yeah, so I'd say, like you said, I knew him for 8 years, but I didn't know him as in a manager role. We never talked about it. Or in terms of the bench coach, you deal with them. You're organizing some things. Obviously, 99% of my conversations were with Snit. There's times that Walt would be in the room, be there together. He's helping working through the lineups, scheduling, things like that. Just be part of the conversations. And so on. You know, when we went through the interview process with him, at one point we talked about really digging into his Colorado experience, going through all of his games, how he managed his in-game. You can do all kinds of things in interviews. You can try to simulate, ask people questions, do all kinds of things. But we were going to do that. And ultimately we realized it was such a long time ago. He had been with us for 8 years. Things have changed a lot. He's learned a lot. He's grown a lot. We didn't really weigh anything that he did back in Colorado. I was more curious about what he felt he learned from it. It was more about communication style, maybe dealing with players, things like that. But I do think the 8 years here and everything he had been involved with here with us, we had a pretty good handle on who he was going to be. In terms of the way he's managed, I mean, those are all the things he talked about in the interview. You know, he talked about being aggressive. He talked about wanting to use the entire team, the entire bench, and so on. And it was the first time I talked to him in that realm, in that role. So I was very impressed the first time. I already knew person, all those things, but seeing how his mind worked and what he thought about how to manage a game, how to go through it, and so on, it's as advertised at this point.
That's why I love Alex Anthopoulos. I've told you for the last 5 years, best general manager in baseball. And what he did is he went into an interview where he could have had a preconceived notion about a guy because he had been sitting there with the former manager and said, not sure. And already in his mind, he's thinking about the next guy. He went into that and said, open-minded, let's talk about what you envision. And because of it, Walt Weiss gets an opportunity. I love what I'm seeing from Walt Weiss. You guys? I'm absolutely loving it.
Oh, runaway manager of the year.
Leaving, whether it's going to charge Soler, it doesn't matter. I'm loving everything that I'm seeing from Walt Weiss. And then you talk to guys on the team and they're like, yep, different energy. He allows guys to be themselves. This is why this team is excelling. And this is another reason why I'm sitting at home every night like, another win. 404-726-0929. That said, you said to me today, as Chris is in for Mike, you are keeping some kind of folder. What's this all about?
Yeah, we have a On the Night Show with Oren, our producer. You guys obviously work with him here on Dukes and Bell as well. We've created the 2026 Braves, Carl, something to ponder file. And what we've done is, over the course of the season, as the Braves have just won and won and won, we've just made little annotations, little marks,
okay,
about things that we're seeing that come up, we may want to see adjusted just a little bit.
Wait. Did you say October?
Come October.
It's which is, June.
Yeah, but Carl, here's my philosophical hypothesis, if you will. Do you expect the Braves to be playing in October this year?
Yes.
Because I do.
Yes.
Okay, so with the background, so we got ourselves a filing cabinet. We got ourselves a manila folder. We typed out a little list of things. We put it in the manila folder, and we shut it. There are things to ponder, Carl, such as
Such as what?
Picture, let's do a flash forward exercise. Game one, World Series.
I like it already.
Lineup card comes out. Braves, whoever. Rays, Yankees, whoever comes, Cleveland. Left field, starting. Yaz, 250 average, 3 home runs as of June 3rd. Starting at shortstop, Mauricio Dubon, ultimate utility guy. Starting shortstop on a World Series team?
Keep Dubon's name out of your mouth. You see what this guy is doing. Keep going. Go ahead.
Now flash forward to game 3.
Mm-hmm.
Bryce Elder is starting for you?
Oh, jeez.
Is that good enough?
Are you questioning what you're seeing right now with the performances of these guys?
All I'm saying is that at this point, it's October, right?
I would agree with
that. Yeah, you're 22 games over 500.
Yes.
For the first time, I believe, in the most ironic way, Carl, AA is under the most pressure now he's ever been under to make the right moves at the deadline. You have to put a couple of finishing touches on this team.
So you want a left fielder, you want a shortstop, and you want a starting pitcher?
You
want
to show me something?
That's what you're telling me?
You want to show me something? Go get Byron Buxton from the Twins. Because you know what? As good as Owen Murphy's going to be someday, as good as Caminiti's going to be someday.
Not there.
The Braves should win a World Series this year. Go all in. Do it. Why not? Yaz, to me, is not a World Series starting caliber left fielder. Dubon, to me, is not a World Series caliber starting shortstop.
Are you watching what Dubon's doing?
Yes, but he's better served as your ultimate utility guy. That's what he was brought here to be, Carl. Let's not forget, Ha-Seong Kim is supposed to be your starting shortstop.
Right this now. Is true.
And he's not, because he's batting under 100.
It's his spring training. I mean, he's getting acclimated.
Listen, Carl, all I'm saying is...
It's coming.
I want the Braves to win a World Series now in 2026. Not. Don't worry about 2027, 2028. Use the less need approach. Blank them picks, but instead of blank them picks, it's blank them prospects.
That was too emotional.
I'm emotional because I'm watching a team that should be the overwhelming favorite to win the World Series.
Yes, but we should.
But there's a couple of areas on this team that could definitely be upgraded.
So we need a left fielder now, a shortstop, and a starting pitcher.
How about a bullpen arm? Oh, you want to keep throwing Tyler Kennedy?
How many moves are you going to make?
You want to be a World Series team
yes,
or not?
Yes, I do.
How many moves did AA make in 2021?
He had to.
Okay.
He doesn't have to do that now.
I agree that the Braves... Now, here's what I'll say, and I know we got a break. The Braves can win a World Series in 2026, as is. I believe that. But you have the ability right now, over the next month, a month and a half before the trade deadline, go upgrade this team and be like what the Rams are going to be in the NFL this year. Mm. The overwhelming favorite.
Something to ponder, he said. 404-726-0929. You agree with Turtle? You hit us up. 404-726-0929. I think he's asking a lot. All right? And by the way, this is not a fluke. I'm going to let you hear what Dubon said last night after another Braves win next.